Good afternoon. You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. This is Campus Connection. It's our call-in show. We're going to talk about tonight's school board meeting. We'll take your calls as well. 772-3808 is our phone number. Joined in the studio today by School Board President Mara Lutomsky and Superintendent Erica Klute-Painter. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. And let's dive into the agenda while we wait for phone calls from the people out there. It's not a super thick agenda, but there are a few items to address, and one of them's in closed session. It's annual evaluation of Erica. Mara, is there anything you can tell about that that's an open session for the public to know about Erica's employment?
No, just that it is healthy for a board to evaluate their superintendent every year, and so we're getting the process started now before the craziness of, you know, the mid-year and Christmas and whatnot. So it's nothing big is happening.
Okay.
Just that, and with the busyness of the members of the board, we decided to do it right after a scheduled board meeting so we wouldn't have to schedule in another event.
Okay. And I forget, are you on an annual contract or is it multi-year or what?
This is the third.
Going into the third year,
I guess.
Okay.
Of her initial contract. Yep.
Okay.
So we won't, it will just be feedback.
Okay.
Feedback it is.
All right. Sounds good. Well, you'll also be talking about a strategic plan, and I'm looking through a brochure that is out with the packet this week about what that strategic plan update is all about. This is something that happened back in November. Mara, you want to take that as well? It looks like community members were involved, parents, staff, some students even.
Yes. So a few... Our current strategic plan is about to run out in 2017. So we got together a group of community members because really we see this school as an extension of the community. And it's important to have their voice in it as well and student voice as well. So we did have several people that represent the school that are employed at the school. And then we had community members from all different walks of life. And we had two younger students so that they had some skin in the game. You know, they're still going to be going to school for the next few years. And we set forth a five-year kind of vision for what we would like the school to continue to look like and change to look like as well. So,
and you have a vision statement, a mission statement, and beliefs as well that you'll be voting on tonight. Maybe take a moment to read that, if you will, what you came up with as a group.
Sure. So our vision is kind of like the far-off vision that we see for the school. And we have put together this one-sentence vision, which would be, inspiring our students to become responsible and healthy citizens, positively contributing to our global community. And there were specific reasons as to why we put in the certain words that we did, and a lot of discussion around each of those words and what that means. And so that is where we landed. We really do want, when our students leave our school, we want them to be responsible in whatever they decide to go and do. That we want them to be healthy. We want them to contribute to not only their local community, but be ready to contribute to the global community as well, not just small town Petersburg, but not leaving out small town Petersburg either.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the 30,000-foot view, but now you get to implement that with specific steps. How does that happen?
Yes, so that brings us down to the mission. So
okay.
What's our purpose? And our purpose as a school district would be, Petersburg schools will advocate for continuous growth, promote a healthy environment, and provide diverse educational opportunities where all students achieve. So we really liked the three words. They sounded catchy: advocate, promote, and provide. And it really is for all students at whatever level they may be when they enter into our school district. We want them to continuously grow. We don't ever want them to cap out. We want to provide them with different opportunities that show them a whole horizon of things that they can do in their life, and not just the three R's. Just the three R's. So, and of course we want it to be a healthy environment for our students to be in.
Okay. So this plan is still a work in progress. They're still evolving and have to still work on how to take the next steps. Is that right?
We have I have marching orders now. Okay. I think that's how Timmy put it, the AASB rep who came down to do this work with us. And she does it all over the state, lots of districts, and she was excellent. We had lots of positive feedback from the parents and people on our committee that felt like we really did accomplish a lot. And it wasn't even 2 full days. It was one full day and then one day that ended about 2 o'clock, I think. Mm-hmm. So came out with a nice product, good direction, and then even at the end, lots of really specific ideas from the people on the committee, which were great. A little overwhelming because there were a lot of them, you know, which is exciting. I mean, though, people were very energized, and I would just like to say publicly that recognize and thank the people who did volunteer their time for that committee. They really were intentional, purposeful, committed, positive. I mean, all those things. They were, and it didn't mean everybody always agreed on everything all the time. I mean, people were very free with their opinions and thoughts, and were willing, though, to, you know, compromise, come to good decisions, including the students who were on there. They were excellent. I mean, they were
very well spoken, and they spoke up if they disagreed with something that all of the adults in the room were saying we should go this way. They have felt had no problem speaking up and speaking up in a nice manner that wasn't just oppositional. It was great.
It was great. So lots of good work to come, and a lot of the people on most of the people who were on from parents and business partners that were on the planning committee all were very energized and said, please, you know, sign us up for subcommittees in the future. You know, they wanted to continue the process, I guess. So that was, I think that spoke well of the overall process, I guess, is what I would say.
So the board will vote on these things tonight and make them official. And then does this plan stand for 5 years, 10 years, or what's...
Three,
okay.
Right?
2021?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, and then revamp and refocus and see where we are. I mean, I think annually, right, because that's part of it too, is that these also become part of what helps guide goals for me to do my job. So that's something that is also, I think, happening tonight as you guys start that process.
Yeah, the school board will be able to look at this as, you know, kind of a springboard or whatnot for our goals that we see for the district that Erica then carries out for us. So, yep.
Okay.
It's a good process.
All right. Also on tonight's agenda, annual audit presentation, a look at the financials. You guys, I know, are looking forward to that.
Always exciting.
Always
Vicky,
exciting.
I don't know Vicky's last name.
I know Karen Quitzlin is looking forward to that.
Oh, yes.
Hugely.
Karen loves going over the numbers.
She does. Well, and she should be. And I guess I would say that at this point, the ending fund balance, this is for last year's, you know, audit through 2017. But we are at that 9.62%, which is just under that 10% cap, which is, I think, again, does speak really well for continuing that conservative budgeting, which is serving us well as we're moving forward, because we are, you know, we don't know where we're going to be. We are down students already this year. We're looking at another dip in students next year just because of the nature of numbers of kids coming into kindergarten and numbers of kids leaving as seniors this year. Those have big impacts on our budgets as a small district. So we're prepared. We keep preparing, and we're continuing to prepare and continuing to be conservative about that. So and also just recognizing the work that not just from the finance office, but also the daily work that goes in from our teachers on, you know, continuing to provide the quality program we do, as we continue to ask them to go above and beyond often so that we are able to continue to provide so many options for our kids here. So we have a really committed, hardworking staff. I just always want to keep saying that out there.
Okay. Great. Also on tonight's agenda, the sex education requirements, the annual requirement now to review and approve this by the school board. Has any of the curriculum or instructors changed since last year's review at about this time?
At this point, the only change really here is that last year, the board approved Erin Michael, the public health nurse, as a as an approved speaker to be in the classroom. She is also planning to come in. We think it's really important for people to know, kids to know, people to know who the public health nurse is, and really put a face to it and have her, you know, be part of communicating with kids about health issues, health concerns. So she will come in also still, but the actual presentation this year is actually going to be with Dr. Heyer. And so the board has access to her presentation. Any parent that wants to review it can come in and, you know, look through any of the materials. There is also an opt-out, so parents actually have to actively opt their child out of it. If they're concerned or have questions, they can always come in and talk with Mr. Van Swearingen, who's the health teacher at the high school. They can talk to Mr. Dormer. If they want to look over any materials, they can always do that. So it wasn't a change for us, that part. Last year when we did this process, we've always allowed people to have any access to information that they've wanted. They could always do that. So,
and what grades do students start getting some health education in the district?
Sex ed specifically.
Uh-huh.
It is fourth grade officially is the real start of the sex ed talks, I guess, is if you want to call them that. But lots of health information about body systems and changing is actually all the way through. I mean, really, it's K through high school, because mm-hmm. And so that's part of the general health curriculum, but specific sex education has to be, you know, approved and reviewed and looked through. So there's no significant changes to anything there.
Okay, Mara, any thoughts on that?
Well, I just wanted to note in the fourth grade and in the fifth grade, when they're receiving what we're calling sex education, it's not necessarily it's about their bodies, mm-hmm. and that form of sex education. So I mean, of course, come in and ask if you have any questions about what is being mm-hmm. taught, but it's very basic in the very beginning.
You want to clarify they're not learning
how to have sex necessarily.
At that age.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, what else on the agenda do we need to address for tonight's meeting?
I did want to say, and I don't know that it's been publicized on here as much yet, but I think there has been some conversation out there, out and about, but the high school is planning a day of service on December 22nd, which is the Friday right before vacation, and Ginger Evans and Carly Beyer are working hard to reach out to the community to say if there are things that the community could use help with from our kids, because we would like to recognize and say thank you to the community of Petersburg for all the support that they give us as a school, in particular in the high school, because of all the different activities and travel and fundraisers and purchasing dinners and, you know, coming to events to watch students. You know, it's a very supportive community that way. So just a way of giving back, I guess, recognizing that that our kids need to say thank you. So
students are still looking for projects?
If there are people out there now listening who are thinking, I mean, it could be anything. We've got, I'm trying to go back through the list that I've seen. They're going out to clean up the gun range. There's a group of people and an adult. There's some potential work with firewood that I think a group's doing. There's some baking going on for Yule bucking or going up to the manor. There's, I think, making some cards and different, you know. So if there's things out there and people are listening thinking, we could use five kids to come help do something on that day, please call the high school office and check in with either Miss Evans or Carly Beyer about that. And, so just a thank you.
Looking over your shoulder, there's a calendar behind you. That's the mm-hmm. 22nd,
uh-huh.
I believe.
Friday.
Okay.
Yep, Friday
right.
the 22nd. And, just lots of cleaning going on, lots of very creative scheduling around all the sickness happening.
Yeah, the school's been hit pretty hard.
Yeah, we were pleasantly surprised, though, Monday. I think we only had 10 kids out on Monday in the high school, which was amazing. A lot in the elementary, mostly, to be honest, I think had to do with the dance recital and sickness. A lot, mm-hmm. you know, tired. I mean, that's a big, busy weekend, so... staff's hanging in there. Everybody's not going down at the same time, so that's always good. And people are being very flexible about that. And we, of course, have the dynamic group of retired teachers in this town who are like our go-to team that are keeping us afloat when we get hit hard. So always recognizing them, too. and recognizing our wrestlers.
Right.
Going off to state. A nice article this morning.
And start up a basketball season already, which is coming up this weekend.
Basketball, first games this weekend, and that's it.
A couple of winter concerts as well, and then winter break not far off.
Winter break not far off. Middle school concert Thursday night at 7. Next week, Tuesday night, is the high school concert. That's at 7 also. And then also, I guess, I don't know, I think you guys have talked about this, but just as a community person, there is also that town hall meeting happening right before. They did schedule around the time for our middle school concert, because it was a part of that SHARE coalition. Anyway, so 5 to 7, that opioid town hall that Jonathan Christ Tompkins is organizing.
So you can make both.
Make both.
All right.
They organize the time. So I think that's it.
Mara, anything that we missed from your standpoint?
No, I don't think so. We are recognizing our lunch program.
Oh, yeah, a couple of awards. That's right. Glad you brought that up.
Well, I thought I could just throw something out there because I walked over here from the elementary school where I had lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best lunches in town, I have to say. And it's great just to be around the kids while you're eating that lunch. So if you ever have the opportunity, go and hang out with the kids or join your child for lunch or grandparent, join your grandchildren.
Absolutely. Call and do that. But thank you for that. It actually did remind me, even from the audit, this is something that does need to be recognized publicly because this never happens. Carly's program is actually in the black.
Ooh.
I mean, it actually is up $3,200, which never happens. There's always, I mean, that's just historically in any district, that's just the way it is. And her program is amazing. I mean, it is, it's a great meal and a great deal, actually, too. So just recognizing all of her efforts and the efforts of her crew. We were very pleasantly surprised at that. So exciting.
Great. And Mara, you have an award, too.
Oh,
she does.
School Board Association.
Yes, she does.
Just basic boardmanship I have been trained.
Okay. We are grateful.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Great. Well, 7 o'clock tonight in the Middle High School Library. Thank you both for coming in today. And
good.
You can hear that meeting broadcast live here on KFSK. Coming up next, Ross Nanook III with Street Beat. But before we get to Street Beat, a quick note. The Petersburg High School cash raffle for today, December 12th. The winners are Charles Christensen for the $100 and Chris Weiss for the $200. Congratulations to you both. Charles Christensen, $100, and $200 winner today, Chris Weiss. Now here comes Ross with some Street Beat music.